Yeah, thanks, Ritika. Just I think around just a bit after 2 this afternoon, I was actually just on my way home from work when I heard over the radio that there was a shooting in Christchurch. I didn't really know what was happening, but got home and received a text from my kids' school. We actually live about 15 minutes away from the shooting site, and my kids go to school just 2 minutes away from our place. So we received the text from the school saying that the schools were all on lockdown and we couldn't get our kids out of school because of the shooting. That's when we put on the television and realized that how serious the situation was. It was really intense. We saw police cars with their sirens on whizzing past our area. We had this helicopter hovering over our area for a good 5 to 10 minutes. You can imagine how scared we were seeing all of that and then watching the news and realizing how serious the situation was. So we've just actually come back from school. The school was on lockdown. Teachers were trying to advise any parents against taking the children out of school because it was being advised by police not to release anyone. But, you know, parents will be parents. We did go and manage to get my two boys out of school. We're at home. Everything is on lockdown. We're just watching the news, keeping up to date. I've managed to message a few of my Fijian friends who live around the Christchurch area, and everyone's marked themselves safe. Just watching the news a few minutes ago, we've also been told that there's actually two mosques, two shooting incidents, separate incidents, two mosques, and police are trying to ascertain whether there have been any other places where these shootings have occurred. One person is in custody, so right now everyone is just on the edge, locking themselves indoors and hoping that, you know, the worst is over and that the culprit will be caught as soon as possible.